RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with...
Never Gonna End Val.
And Frustrated Beans. What a... Do you know, really quick, before I say what I was about to say, someone on my Twitter account today told me that in the Apple iTunes, like, podcasting thing, that we're marked as explicit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess it's our potty mouths.
We didn't put that designation down, right? They have to designate ourselves, or is that because of people reporting it?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. That's all me. You know it's me that did that.
I've been a little free with my language lately.
See, I corrupt. I do corrupt.
Yeah, I guess it's been a little bit of a huge dose of Frank lately.
This is what you have taken on in making me a co-pilot. But either way.
You know, if you guys were at my house, you'd know. I'm not so good.
Can imagine. Yeah. Can't imagine.
Me?
Either way.
Little old Angel?
Angel Beans. Well, listen, I gotta say, where do you want to start? We're recording a little bit later today because there was this very surprising announcement that Robert Mueller was going to address the Democrats at 11 a.m. And that just finished not too long ago.
He sure did, didn't he? What a catastrophe. First of all, I've never heard him sound like he was. I feel like there was an invisible man with a gun to his back standing before him, behind him.
It just made, well, who's compelling him to say what? Obviously, based on what he spewed out there, you can, if that is the theory that he is being coerced, we know who is holding the gun, because it's unbelievable to me why there's even a press conference now. And of course, it's over and over again with the Russia being involved in our elections, Russia this, Russia that, trying to damage what was already an irreparably damaged Hillary Clinton. No evidence whatsoever that the president or his staff was colluding with Russia. But, and can you please tell me and remind me, because I seem to remember reading on multiple occasions that he had told that Mueller had told Rosenstein that none of his decision making had anything to do with standing DOJ policy on being able to indict a sitting president.
You would be absolutely correct.
And today that was completely flipped around.
You know,
he's pretty much saying that they couldn't even investigate him because of DOJ policy.
What's the point of having the special counsel? Like, from his logic, I tweeted this very thing. By his logic, even if he found collusion with the Russians or conspiracy with the Russians, he wouldn't have been able to indict him anyway. So he clears him of that and says that there's not enough, you know, evidence to bring an indictment. And then he says, well, we didn't make a decision on. It's just sick. These people are sick, desperate animals.
This is never going to end.
Not well. The chance of them being exposed is out there. No.
This is just never, it's just never going to end. First of all, the Black Conservative Patriot said something that the other day that, I mean, I agree with. I've been saying it myself. These people are never, ever going to admit to anything. I've said this for months and months now. Anybody out there who thinks that we're going to have that really satisfying Scooby-Doo moment where we pull the mask off and it's like, all right, fine, I did it. And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids. You're not going to have that. There's not going to be any satiety with this.
No, the only satiety will be when they're convicted.
And even then, because of what they have laid down, what the wee-wee mats that they have laid down on the floor, it's pretty much what they've been doing. The last couple of, they know that there's going to be wee-wee all over the floor. And then the last couple of months and whatever the hell it is, last couple of years, they have just been laying down layers of puppy shame wee-wee mats. And that's exactly what's going on here, because even if the day does come where some of these creeps are hauled off to jail, it's all going to be under the guise of political retribution thrown their way. And they're going to be praying and waiting and being very pious in their cells, waiting for somebody to exonerate them and to expunge their record and to, you know, let them out. Let them out. Because as long as they're alive, There's always going to be somebody waiting to toe the line and to keep this going. It brings me back to that old saying about war and those who had died in war. The only ones on the planet, the only people who have ever seen the end of war are those who have died on the battlefield, because it's just never going to end.
I'm thinking to, like, back to his cookie cutter statement.
I would never have anything different to say in front of Congress because my report says it all.
Then why the hell are you standing out here?
He can't go behind. He can't go in front of Congress because then he'll have to be asked questions.
Exactly. Well, I know that. I know that. Thank you for answering my rhetorical question. I know, but I'm just saying, like, he basically went out there today to give the Democrats the cover to go for impeachment, which will never happen.
He gave him the cover to go for impeachment, but not only that, it's something that Jim Comey and everybody else has been doing by going out there and stickering and canvassing for the Democrat Party now. Pretty much what he's been saying is that he as an investigative body was not even able to investigate the president's actions to cover up a crime that he or his staff were not involved in committing, or a crime that did not exist. So still it's with the obstruction end, and pretty much saying that whereas there was no evidence that collusion or even that he modified today, Tracy.
I know.
And he said that there was insufficient evidence to conclude a broader conspiracy. Broader conspiracy. Where the hell did that come from? So what was it? A narrow conspiracy
before? Small little conspiracy. And yeah, that wasn't good. So they had to prove a broader, more bigger conspiracy.
I guess he's pointing to all of the people on Twitter and WikiLeaks, because that's still going on.
And you know,
I guess
what?
That's the narrow one.
Listen. All right. We could dissect this piece by piece. This whole hacking of the Hillary Clinton, like, and he also said, I don't know if you caught that Hillary Clinton was hacked. It wasn't Hillary Clinton that was hacked. It was the DNC and John Podesta, her campaign manager. And they weren't hacked. Somebody from within the DNC took the information and leaked it out. And John Podesta used the word password as his password. So whoever got his stuff was just really, I mean, come on.
Yeah, we were falling for those phishing schemes on AOL in 1997.
Yeah.
And this geriatric bloodsucker is whatever.
It's just now what is going to happen now for the next God knows how many days? We're going to have to hear the media talking about this nonsense obstruction thing where we've gone through this already. Like, we've gone through this already. When is it going to end?
Not going to end. It's not going to end. Even if it's over, it's not going to end. There's going to be it's like we're facing off against a cult that has found a way to attain positions of power. All their underlings we don't even know about are in there buried deep. And then, of course, they have cult followers, and they have their holidays, and they have their masses. They have their rituals, their slogans, their mantras, their prayers. We're up against a cult that's just what this is. And as far as the whole impeachment thing, we know impeach 45. That's what they're the first line of defense there.
There's just like one more year left.
I understand. But that's the biggest thing. Thank you for bringing that up. That's the bigger thing. They know impeachment is nonsense, especially since they don't have the support of A, the people, and B, they don't have the Senate. But the other thing here, too, is what has James Comey been doing? What have they all been doing? Writing books and canvassing and going out and promoting Democratic candidates. He is saying, Robert Mueller, in so many ways, the only way we can actually ever even figure out if Trump obstructed us from finding out whether or not he was covering up a crime he didn't commit is if we can somehow strip away his Superman powers and make him a private citizen again, vote him out of office, and we can finally get the truth.
Well, it's not That's happening.
I know, but
it's
this
not
is all
gonna
a play.
Happen.
So think about the irony of that, too. This is all a play to meddle with 2020,
which I know, which is crazy, too, because you know what? To be honest, all that they're doing is getting the people like the woman that I spoke to the other day, Sandy, which I will talk about in a second, getting them off of their chairs, fired up to all heaven and out there voting. And the more people vote out there, the harder it is for them to play their games and do their BS. So we talked about the Electoral College and it being stripped from some of the states and them saying they're going to go with the popular vote in the nation to cast their electors and stuff like that.
Illegal.
I know. They didn't think about what happens, Frank, if he wins the popular vote. Then the people, what? The people in his, in their, they're so stupid. We're at war. Like, if you haven't realized it by now, it is a war in this country right now. It is a war. We're at war.
Yep.
We are. It might be nonviolent for the most part right now, and hopefully it stays that way, but there is a fiery battle going on in this country right now. Fiery. You know what that does?
What?
For some people, it makes them roll their eyes and say, why the hell am I even bothering? For me, it lights a fire under my ass is what it does.
Well, definitely lit a fire inside of me. Definitely lit a fire inside of me. I had a guest that was scheduled for tonight's show that I actually had to, in the moments before Mueller took to the podium, I had to reschedule him to tomorrow because he had a calendar conflict. So I'm actually happy that I have the full 2 hours at my disposal tonight because I'm going to need to really dump. And obviously, if you wanted to call in and add anything you want to what's going on, you should feel free to call in tonight's show.
I might do that. I may do just that.
So, I mean, I don't even know. This was we pushed back the recording of this episode because we knew that this would be what people are going to want to hear about. And it was only at an hour after what we usually record. But this is everything.
Yeah.
And he didn't take any questions.
No, you know, listen, Catherine Herridge was right there in the first row. You want to take a Catherine Herridge question when you're a cowering little fool and you've just lied to the entire country? I mean, Barr was under oath about the OLC opinion. The OLC policy. Barr was under oath when he told Congress about that. Mueller was just doing a press conference and he wasn't under oath.
Yeah. By the way, Black Conservative Patriot says, send Tracy my regards and send her a BCP hug. She's top notch.
Right back at you, dude. That's great.
There you go.
That's great. I did this really cool thing the other day. We've been talking about it. I put out the call on the podcast with you to get someone who has someone in their life that doesn't really know anything about the Spygate case and come on with me and just spend an hour or so just talking through it and me explaining what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened. I don't know if you were able to hear it. Probably
when?
Not. I posted that not yesterday, but the day before. So Monday I posted it.
Oh, well, I was out of the loop on Monday, so that's why I probably missed it. I have to go back and listen. How'd it go?
It went really, really well. I was really surprised by it. To be honest, it kind of reaffirmed for me that I need to do a little refreshing myself. There were a few little details I got, not wrong, but like not 100%, but they were little details. Like it wasn't anything major at all. And you know, this person said that she, the only news she really listens to is local news. And she said she listens to Hannity, but I don't think she could listen to Hannity all that much. She was beautiful. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. So sweet, so awesome, so smart. But she didn't know very much about the story. And if you listen to Hannity, you have to have like some understanding of some of the things we were talking about. So she probably doesn't listen to Hannity every night. Fair enough.
Okay.
But she really, it was literally a breakdown of the entire thing from 702 queries and what they are, the 702 database, why they would have done it, what the dossier was, who Christopher Steele was, who he was working for, who was paying him, you know, some of that. And there was so much that I didn't get into. So much that just would have been in the weeds. But this was like a really good 101 on the stuff that Bob Mueller is trying to keep the American people from focusing on by giving the Democrats and the, I don't even want to say Democrats, but anyone who is against this country, the ammo they need to take over the media landscape for the foreseeable future. Which is why I think that President Trump needs to get on the hammer right now and just declassify something and throw it out there.
And also, I would like to say that there is no doubt ever going to be a doubt in my mind as to what color hat
he's wearing?
Mueller is wearing.
Yeah. No, no, no. That's very clear.
None whatsoever. And I know there might be some people out there clinging to, well, this was, he was supposed to go out there and say this mealy-mouthed garbage. No.
Listen.
No.
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 No. And actually, some idiot on my Twitter, no offense, some troll account just said, remember when Tracy was praising Bob Mueller? I never praised Bob Mueller. All I did was throw out at the time, very early on, a theory that maybe, possibly, he was investigating things that we didn't realize he was investigating.
And then, I was on that. I said, wow, that would be amazing. And I was rooting it on for a while. And then, you know what? If you're a responsible human being, you sit back, you watch how things develop, and you actually force yourself to accept or to consider that things may not be.
Exactly.
You have to be able to loosen your grip on things.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I did, and I did it in a video, and I did it on Twitter, and I said that it doesn't look like that theory is correct anymore, and it is why when I theorize or throw out speculation or give some people points to ponder, I'm always very freaking clear that's what it is. And if you can't handle it with your big boy panties on, then take a hike is what I say. Take a hike. Yeah, because, he was looking at all these people that were connected to the bad guys. And then nothing happened. And it's clear that he is a plant put in there to sow discord, cause problems. I mean, what he did today was so utterly and ridiculously irresponsible and disgusting. How do you wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror? How do these people do it?
Now, he called this address himself, or was he required to give some sort of this is not a requirement. This was something he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he told the White House yesterday, as per Fox, and he told Bill Barr what he was going to be saying, and conveniently waits until Barr is in Alaska to do it.
When the cat's away, the mice will play, Tracy.
Just gross. It's just gross. But, you know, the thing is, when you don't have truth on your side, you get wishy-washy, we couldn't do this because of that, or we didn't have enough evidence, or leaky investigations, or innuendo and bull and all that nonsense. When you have truth on your side, you get facts and evidence. And that's what we're going to be getting in the short term. I really hope to goodness that we get some of it soon. This cannot continue. I mean, the American people are done with this nonsense.
If we get it, well, hey.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. It's. I don't know. Forget it.
I don't want to.
I would love the facts. I think everybody would. But you want to know something? Then you just think about, you always have to keep your opposition in mind. And this is not a monolithic opposition, not like, because, you and I, we are individuals. You and I don't even agree on everything. Our side of things is so not monolithic. It's like herding cats. Everybody is just, just wants to do their own thing. This is not us versus them or anything like that. It's just, but there is a split in reality. And whereas we are looking for facts to say, finally, we have whatever, this today was somebody out, was a great many people's finally. Today was a great many people's finally. Finally, we now heard what we needed to hear from Robert Mueller. There was obstruction. It definitely was obstruction. They couldn't even go and touch it. He just can't say it. He can't say it. He's trying to be responsible, but we have to get this man out of office. So, I mean, like I said, you said just not too long ago, this, we need to get some kind of a declassification here. We need to have some kind of a bomb drop. I say we need to have a complete decimation of the battlefield. It's not just one bomb that needs to be dropped. It needs to be so overwhelming, and it has to come all at once.
Yeah,
because it's the drip.
Yeah,
the drip is not going to work. They are immune. They are vampires.
Op-eds in the Washington Post. We are up against a cabal of criminal, disgusting creatures.
What's the first thing that could be declassified, do you think?
The FISA warrant, the 302s, any emails between Comey and anyone else, Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe's text messages. I mean, you know.
And what do you know? Christopher Steele not going to comply.
He doesn't have to. He's not an American citizen.
Right. And guess what? Neither are any of the people, most of them, but neither are any of the people who were charged in direct relation with this Russian meddling in our election. The 24 Russian names that they just threw down on a piece of paper to show the world that they had a nice catch. Those people are never going to come to the United States either. And the only Americans who were implicated were all implicated for crimes that had nothing to do with the actual reason why he's investigating.
They were crimes that they were implicated in because of the investigation for the most part.
Exactly. And when you talk about, well, I mean, there goes more of that whole lying, the more of the obstruction thing. Well, we were trying to investigate whether or not staffers for the Trump campaign had anything to do with this election, but everybody just kept lying to
us. It's bullshit.
So you're telling me that George Papadopoulos, You would allow you think that on the other side of George Papadopoulos there was evidence that there was treason, but you're going to allow him to go off with a 2-week sentence?
Yeah, no,
you're going to come on.
Anybody with a working brain knows that this is all nonsense. Undercover Huber has a couple gems out today because he's fired up, and I don't blame him. Just for the record, he says, quote, "If we had confidence the president didn't commit a crime, we would have said so," is a ridiculous statement because, one, that's not a prosecutor's job. Absolutely correct. Two, did Mueller say that about anyone else smeared with the collusion innuendo in the report? Carter Page, Sam Clovis? Mueller's only reference to Michael Cohen in Prague is a single sentence. Page gets a couple paragraphs. Both were subjected to collusion smears nonstop for 2 full years. The formulation Mueller uses is essentially, "We couldn't prove this crime in court," not "they didn't commit a crime," which, to be honest, everybody out there needs to understand that you are assumed to be innocent from the beginning in the United States of America. Mueller gave more of that respect to the foreigners that he indicted by saying in the that in the beginning that he said, basically, Mueller, he was like, "We're not making any implications of guilt. Everyone is innocent until they're proven guilty," about the Russians he indicted, and didn't even give the president of the United States that same courtesy. That was mine.
Listen, Tracy, I'm very limited in my working knowledge of all of this stuff. I just I read a lot. I talk a lot. And that's really only my credentials. And I'm just trying to learn like everybody else. So I don't know anything about how really the DOJ works, but I've picked up a lot of, operational knowledge over the couple of years that we've been following all this stuff. And I do know that we have that very, very important precedent in this country, innocent until proven guilty. But I'm looking at all this and I see quotes like that. If we had the confidence that the president had clearly not committed a crime, we would have said so. So pretty much I'm asking myself, as someone with zero working knowledge in this field, is this how investigations really work in this country?
I hope to God we don't have a country if that's the case.
No, because when you say innocent until proven guilty, what this is really saying, what I was watching today, implicates that it's innocent until the investigator comes out after the investigation has been closed for a couple of months to say, "Well, did you all notice our very timely moments of silence?" What? Like he came, you came out 2 months later to say, "Well, I mean, we didn't say this, but we did say this, but I mean, what the fuck are we? Shit. What are we listening to here?" You got to bleep that out.
No,
that's
I'm
why
not.
We have that's why we have the explicit.
It's too late now. It's too late now. It's all. Well, let's just. We might as well just be free birds. Frank, I still can't get over the fact that he came out to say that everything he needs to say is in the report, and then said, "Oh gosh."
This is why I'm telling you, hey, you already know all the concerns I have about censorship, about because you share many of these concerns. Yeah. We're all censored in the same way. We all have to be worried about whether or not we're going to be allowed to make a living and go and pursue our personal ambitions, no matter what it is out there. Depending on, I just saw, who the hell knows? If you say something off color on Facebook, you don't have to be a podcaster or a blogger or actually even work within the socio-political sphere. You could be a contractor or an architect somewhere. But if you make a political statement somewhere, Chase Bank or MasterCard can petition to have your ability to get a line of credit you're revoked or something like that. I mean, this is where the kind of world we're living in. So when we see this kind of behavior crop up around investigations, and this is the reason why I say to myself, every lollipop that I buy, everything that I do, every penny I make, I'm reporting, I pay my taxes, I try to stay as clean as I want. But then again, it's like they can come after you for anything. We are listening to an imaginary investigation continue on for years.
I just want to say, Frank, you're absolutely right on all that. And as you're talking here and saying all of those things about how this country is going down the toilet, I'm reading all these Democrats tweeting about how now it's time for us to impeach the president.
Of course.
That's exactly what this was. It was an impeachment proceeding. And you know what? It's going to get to the frickin' Senate and nothing is going to happen.
Yes, because it's just like one of those ceremonial things. Like even when Paul Ryan was still in the House and they were passing all these bills to repeal Obamacare and that, like, just forcing the president at the time, Obama, to veto all of this legislation that they knew was going to be knocked down. They know impeachment is going to be knocked down. Once their attempts become knocked down by Mitch McConnell in the Senate, then they're going to be able to say, okay, well, you know what? We tried the best we could. We tried the best we could, but now it's up to the people to impeach Trump. In 2020, we have got to band together. That's what this is all about. They are self-image obsessed actors and actresses of the worst stripe, and this is all about acting. This is all an act. You have to understand theater to know where this is going. These are the worst types of sociopaths you can find. They're all theater people.
I am just sitting here like, where? How did, you know what? I blame us. I blame the people of this country. I blame me and you and everyone else who let it get this damn far because they were apathetic, sitting on their couches with whatever, not understanding what was happening behind them for it to get this big in the first place.
Hey, nobody's immune. Nobody's immune to propaganda.
No, I know that. But like, look, we need to hold people more accountable. End of story. It's because we were just blissfully unaware of what was happening behind the scenes over all this time that it was able to get this big.
And bread and circus works wonders. Once the bread and circus runs out, nobody's enamored by all of the blooper reels on American Idol anymore. Then you realize that you're being taxed too much. You can't say half of the words in the dictionary anymore. And of course, there is no rule of law. There's just making it up as you go along with impunity. And once you realize that, it's almost too late. I don't think it's too late now, but at least it because I think that we're garnering a lot more support. And I think that people are ready for a fight.
That's what I was just about to say, is that I think that now, if anything, the only thing that this has done is reaffirm the people who are paying attention now, which are many, to not let this happen again and to stop it where it needs to be stopped. And Molly Hemingway and Matt Schlapp from CPAC, from the people who do CPAC, Molly says, and Matt, they're both saying something's just not right about this press conference. A bizarre presser from Mueller. Nothing new. Now we will just have video of similar conclusions. Something doesn't add up here, folks. And Sarah Carter says, I agree. Something is weird.
Well, I never have a good feeling about anything, so.
I know.
I'm going into this like fun. I was looking at the, it was like 10:55 a.m. I'm looking at the clock. And I'm watching the empty podium and I'm saying to myself, all right, well, where could this go? And I was texting people like Kyle.
We were all in our little chat talking about it.
Yeah, I was texting. Yeah. So I was talking to about eight people simultaneously and I just don't know. I didn't know where it was going, but I knew that the I don't trust him at all, and that it wasn't going to be anything that was definitive. It wasn't going to be exonerating. I knew it was going to be mealy mouth nonsense, because if he wanted it to be completely clear from the get go, the 430 something pages of the Mueller report would have been definitive in some way. But there was so much vague nonsense, so much nonsense that reaffirms even the most basic unknown portions of this entire story, the genesis of this entire thing, which is where all of that information came from John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, and where it was going.
Forget where it came from. What about what was in there? Why is exactly. everyone? Yeah. I mean, exactly. People are forgetting what those things said.
Yep. And here is the biggest slap in the face. Not only did this trigger even more illegal uses of governmental federal power, surveillance power, all this other stuff, things that have been going on for a very, very long time. But this was all this particular plot line all originated from trying to cover up the stink of the real information that was inside the DNC leak. Real information that nobody left the Democrat Party over it. That's why I'm saying there is just two different types of reality. No matter what bombs drop, it just doesn't matter anymore, it seems to people. Because, I mean, there should have been a genesis, an exodus from the Democrat Party
after
the DNC leaks.
There was.
After the DNC leaks?
Yeah, there sure was. Every Bernie supporter. Almost every Bernie supporter. Every Bernie supporter either didn't vote or voted for. I'm telling you. I saw it firsthand because... Although I learned yesterday that you can never trust, ever trust fully someone who is in this climate ideologically opposed to you. Many of them were consuming the analysis that I was doing on the Mueller report. I mean, on the WikiLeaks emails. And we were all together very stunned about what we were seeing. And I had a pulse on that community, a strong pulse on it. And they were none of them voted for Clinton, like very few. So there was an exodus.
And the biggest thing that you see in there is that we don't have a free press. We haven't had it for a long time, that the press is actually working with one of the campaigns, that they are using the campaign as their editors.
Yeah.
And these are the same people who have then went and took the baton and ran with it. They were the ones that were inside, that were exposed. These people, these organizations, these platforms, they were all inside the DNC. They're all inside these leaks. Donna Brazile, it didn't matter whether it was print, whether it was television, the debates, no matter what the hell it was. And then they were the ones that went on from there, the Maggie Habermans of the world. They went on from there to actually construct this nonsense in the press, to be able to go and take the memos from Jim Comey to help set this whole damn thing up. And then when they see that the dossier was nonsense, they see where all the funding came from, who was behind it intellectually, all that stuff, then you have people like, you know, that same New York Times going out there to pivot and say, well, it wasn't the dossier that was a star, it was George Papadopoulos, it was a couple of martinis in London. I mean, this was it's all the same people that were exposed in the DNC leaks. They have been in control of the masking operation from the beginning.
You know, the craziest thing about all of this is that, thinking about what you just said, you're absolutely right that it needs to be all at once, because the drip, drip, drip is what allows them to change their narrative. And then people just kind of get pacified with it. And then, you know, something needs to, I'm telling you, it's got to be coming. There's like all of a sudden Mueller pulls a press card. Something's got to be coming out this week. Something. I would be stunned if we didn't get something this week.
Well, Tracy, here's the thing that's getting me with this, because here's how they have been sustaining themselves on the left. They've been sustaining themselves with a drip. They have absolutely no more cards to play. They are still on this dead horse of an investigation. And it's just one comment from this person turns into 3 weeks worth of headlines. One vague comment from this person turns into another 2 weeks. A tweet from Brennan, a tweet from Comey, a town hall here, a town hall there. They're just dripping. And that's how they're sustaining themselves. And they have no cards to play. So I don't understand why all of the substance exists on the other side of the aisle and nothing. We're not dropping a boulder on this.
We could
dam up the entire creek.
No, I know.
Oh my God, what they have sustained themselves on. It's like they're on a starvation diet and they're still controlling the narrative.
One little breadcrumb at a time. A ration.
Jeez. God. Just destroy them, please.
Needs to happen.
So, there was something else there, too. What do you think about all this Joe DeGeneva stuff with Huber hasn't been doing anything? You think that's nonsense or is that
real? Interesting because I tweeted out yesterday, like, I'm not sure. I wish I understood or could figure out Joe DeGeneva because... On the one hand, he says that Huber's not doing anything and Huber never interviewed the witness for, you know, the Uranium One thing and he's not doing anything and nobody knows what he's doing. And then yesterday he gave an interview where he said Huber is investigating the leaks with Horowitz or whatever he said. And I'm like, well, which one is it? Is it that he's doing nothing or he's doing something? And another thing is, unlike with the special counsel, when it comes to John Huber, we did not get a memo that outlines his scope. Sessions just said, I've appointed a U.S. attorney outside of this, you know, the bubble of Washington to assist, you know, Horowitz in his investigations, right? That was in a formal letter. But we didn't get any indication of what he was actually doing. So to say he didn't interview a witness that has to do with Uranium One, and so therefore he's not doing anything, doesn't really make sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, and this might not be his fault, disclaimer, that he said that we're going to get that Comey report coming out, and what happened?
Like, he said 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks. And that was 6 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got nothing. And, you know, that could be the IG or whatever, just postponing stuff. I'm just going to look at something really quickly while we're talking here. And then he said that the Horowitz came to the conclusion that all three of the FISA warrants were obtained criminally, which would be a bombshell upon all bombshells when it comes out. But we still don't have a Horowitz report, which could make sense because they just got the State Department emails and they have to go back and look at the first FISA warrant now. And everybody lied to them. So that's more stuff. And then we've got, you know, I just don't know.
Since this is all being done publicly.
Hold on a second.
What happened?
We got an investigative summary out today. I just saw it. Findings of misconduct by an FBI deputy assistant director for unauthorized contacts with the media, disclosing law enforcement and other sensitive information to the media, and accepting a gift from the media. The Department of Justice Office of Inspector General initiated this investigation upon the receipt of information from the FBI alleging that a then FBI deputy assistant director had numerous contacts with members of the media in violation of FBI policy. Additionally, it was alleged that the DAD may have disclosed law enforcement or other sensitive information to the media without authorization. This is among the OIG investigations referenced on page 430 of the review of allegations regarding various actions by the Department and Federal Bureau of Investigation in advance of the 2016 election. The OIG concluded that the DAD engaged in misconduct when they disclosed to the media the existence of information that had been filed under seal in federal court. Provided without authorization FBI law enforcement sensitive information to reporters on multiple occasions and had dozens of official contacts with the media without any authorization in violation of FBI policy. The OIG also found that the DAD engaged in misconduct when the DAD accepted a ticket valued at about $225 to attend a media-sponsored dinner as a gift from a member of the media in violation of prosecution was declined.
There you go. Oh, that's nice. I hope people, I hope if I ever commit a crime one day, people
decline to prosecute me
just for some reason.
Hold on. I'm tweeting this really quickly. New from the DOJ OIG. Prosecution declined. The time is coming for more than tweets. I don't want to be like kicked off for inciting violence or something stupid when I'm just meaning we need to get active.
No, it's great. It's great stuff that's going on here. I'm still wondering what's I've had people tell me that I really do believe that the A1s have you know, they've given up bigger fish, and there's still more resolutions coming around with that. I mean,
Listen, this is not okay. I'm sorry. These are three crimes here. Three crimes. I could go out and steal a mascara from CVS and someone would be like, oh, you know, you're going to jail for shoplifting. This can't keep going this way. It just can't.
Well, listen, my big thing here is this, and is why I'm saying the cleaning out, the cleaning of the pipes has very little to do with the greater solution to all of this. The FBI should not exist. The CIA should not exist. I do not care what people say about the 21st. We're in the 21st century. We need something harder. I don't care. We are not designed as, I don't care how far we go along. We are the same species. We are the same apes. We are the same apes. The only thing is, though, are the fashion changes. We wear baseball caps now. That's the only thing that happens here. We need to cut and root this out. It is not enough to clean out a couple of generations of bad apples and put some people in that we trust in a nominal way or whatever the hell it is. It's not enough, because think about what we're going through here right now. It is if you don't feel trapped today. If you don't feel trapped today, I don't know what is going to make you feel trapped. This is not the way that we should be spending our time. This is not the stuff that we should be inundated with by the media, that there's nowhere to go, nowhere to run. Those who are clearly in the wrong are not being held accountable. The rest of us just need to make sure that we will put one foot in front of the other. We don't drink too much. Make sure that you don't go and that you're not in the wrong place at the wrong time, and make sure you pay your taxes. And maybe you'll be all right. And hopefully you'll have some Social Security waiting for you at the end of it.
Yeah, okay.
I can't.
Let's not get too hopeful.
What kind of a reward are we getting for all this nonsense? If you don't feel trapped today, I don't know what the hell else. I feel trapped
I feel trapped too, because this is nonsense. Prosecution of the DAD was declined.
Because he's probably somebody's godfather.
It's a former deputy assistant director of the FBI. Who could that be? Oh my gosh. I can't think about it right now. I need to sit down and research this, but I am so angry right now.
Oh.
I am so angry right now. What the hell is going on inside of the Department of Justice, for God's sakes? What justice? These people are getting away with crime upon crime. If we did something like this, we would be locked away without a key. When is this going to change?
Well, I guess we have to start electing better people. That's what we have to start doing. I mean, the left has been given a very clear marching orders today. The number one thing that needs to happen is Donald Trump needs to be removed from office by hook or by crook. And for us, we need to be able to understand that on a local level, there has to be greater pushes to elect people who are ready to go out and be really, 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 really radical. For an American cause, people who are going to go into Washington, D.C. in uncompromising ways and really just stick it to people. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. That's the only thing we can do.
I don't know. There are very few times where I'm rendered like speechless. This is one of those times.
Well, then maybe, you know what? Today it's the only news that anybody's going to be talking about. So maybe we did enough on this. And then Friday, well, who knows what 48 hours gives us. And we come back on Friday and we pick it up from there. But right now, this is we're standing on the edge of a crater, a fresh crater. So everybody's feeling the same way. Who knows what 48 hours of perspective gives us? Maybe that's just where we end for today.
Mm. Yeah, maybe we do. You know what's going to happen? Our audience is going to be like, "Ew."
What?
Just upset. I get feedback all the time. People like, you know, I listened to your show and I felt so sad and hopeless. And, you know, occasionally when we have one of these where we're just pretty much bummed out and pissed.
Tell me any universe so we could cut this up in a positive way.
We can't. There is no universe.
Seriously, in what universe can you cut what happened today up in a positive way? It is clearly advantageous to those who want to drag this out forever. The advantage only goes in one way. The only counter to that is for those who actually have substantive cards to play to drop those cards on the table. And we have no power to do that. We have to just sit here and play observer. So if people get upset with that, then I'm a man that you have to go home and put on the secret DVD and watch The Secret. There's a lot of positivity there. Abraham Hicks, Law of Attraction. I don't know, but today is not a positive day.
No,
it's positive to indifferent. We didn't learn anything in particular, but think about what did get learned. He changed the language around. He made it a lot more open to interpretation, and he pretty much gave the left a rallying cry for the next however many months leading up to the 2020 election. That he gave them a rallying cry. So, I mean, you can't spin that positively. But like I said, 48 hours of perspective. I think we did what we had to do today.
It's got to be McCabe. Sorry. I'm stuck on this. This is going to eat me alive for the rest of the day. It's got to be Andrew McCabe. You're right, though. We did do what we had to do today. I'm sorry. I listened to everything you said, but I'm like sitting here trying to figure out who this could be. And it has to be Andrew McCabe.
One thing or another.
Can I have a hug?
Yep, here you go.
We're going to keep going and things are going to happen. This I just want to.
Of course. It's all moves and counter moves. Doesn't mean that we have to like every counter move. This was gross. This was not required, but this whole thing was not required by law. It was perfectly timed in some fashion. Something has to be coming down the pike. And I think we can smell what those things are. So it's not like all hope is lost. It's just that, you know, some days you just want to hit the heavy bag.
It could be struck too.
Could be. Who the hell knows? All I know is that I have another 2 hours of radio to write now. So,
all right, fine. Just go then. It's not a full hour. We're at 49:29.
What do you want to talk about for the last 11 minutes?
Nothing. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Well, hold on. There. Just so we leave nothing to chance. Here are all of the headlines aggregated on the Drudge Report right now. Mueller slaps president on the way out. Could not clear him of obstruction. Mueller retires, closes office. Charging Trump was not an option. Poll, Biden, 18-point lead on Democrat field. Oh, boy. Let's see. What else is here? Justin Amash?
Oh, my God.
Dang, you want to talk about that? That cock nose? Okay. And then here we go. President undercuts Bolton on North Korea and Iran. We'd be in four wars. Good. Undercut Bolton. He's a crazy freak, and I can't stand his mustache. Let's see. What else do we have here? Pokemon turns sleep into entertainment. So you're great. Great. Go to sleep and play stupid games. Go chase imaginary animals. Robots take on more warehouse jobs. Good, because nobody else wants to work anyway. Hollywood, de-aging gone too far? Scorsese thinks so. So do I. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. She can't even express emotion other than shock in that stretched and peeled face of hers. What else do we have here? SpaceX satellites. You want to talk about the new headache for astronomers? SpaceX satellites going to go up there. It's going to be nothing in the sky but satellites floating around. Emergency wait times, they're growing in California. That's good. Definitely open borders is working well there. Magic Johnson, there's nothing there. Tony Robbins, he was grabbing things, apparently.
That was really good. That's good. That's good enough. It's a good way to end the show.
Yeah, I'm looking else. Hold on. What else do we have here? Nothing. What about all these tornadoes lately, though?
That is weird.
500 reported in a month.
Yeah, it's been a very active tornado season. You know what I had today, too? I had a clip. I had a clip of the live action people that called the abortion Planned Parenthood wanting to make a donation specifically for a black woman to abort a black baby. Did you hear that?
No.
Let's just play it real quick. I know you have a show to write and everything because I'm sure you can't just freestyle tonight. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to watch your show tonight.
I'm a perfectionist. It kills me. I think that, oh, you know what? I think I could be able to write this show by 12 today and actually have some time to read. Nope. I'm there putting finishing touches on at 5:30 p.m. So let me see here. All right.
Looking for it.
Will we be having sex without human contact by 2050? Boy, that sounds exciting.
You know,
there's a lot of people doing that now.
I don't think that that's changed very much.
No. To be honest. Most sex is going on without human contact these days.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't talk about that on. I know that there's, you know, this like robot thing happening.
That's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I had that slated for tonight there, too, because I saw it yesterday.
You need to talk about that.
By 2050, they say that a lot of human beings were going to be widely embracing romantic relationships with robots.
So this will be before your show, like where you do the news?
Yeah, maybe, or maybe the second half. Maybe second half of tonight. First half, I'll probably just open up with Mueller, and I'll take at least a half hour of calls. I know that BCP, people like that, will want to call in and just go on a rant. And then I'll leave the second half of the show for, there's a lot of UFO updates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about that a little bit. So I guess tonight will be pretty easy to write. I just got to get all the details ironed out.
In essence, I don't know why I sent this video to myself, but here it is. I found it. You ready?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Autumn.
Hello, Autumn. I'm interested in making a donation today.
Fantastic.
What about abortions for the underprivileged minority groups? I want to specify that abortion to help a minority group. Would that be possible? Absolutely. Like the black community, for example?
Certainly.
Okay. So the abortion could be, you know, I could give money specifically for a black baby. That'd be the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that you wanted your gift to be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that gift was earmarked specifically for that purpose.
Great.
Wow.
I really face trouble with affirmative action, and I don't want my kids being disadvantaged, you know, against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put it in his name, you know. So that's definitely possible.
Oh, always.
And we just think, you know, the less black kids out there, the better.
understandable. All right.
This is real.
Yeah, it's real.
This is the first time I've had a donor call and make this kind of request, so I'm excited, and I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. Hello, this is Irene.
There's more than one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's real.
Margaret Sanger lives on.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. It made me sick.
My stomach just turned.
Mm-hmm. A woman in need? Donate to a homeless shelter. What the hell?
My God.
Ay.
Well.
80% of the people that answered my poll on my Twitter today about whether or not they knew that we had a podcast didn't know. Like I did a poll. How many of you guys know that we have a podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30? And let me tell you how many people. Out of 379 votes, 75% of the people had no idea that we had a podcast.
Man.
Mm-hmm. They do now.
And I would have to say about 80% of those people who do know probably don't know that I'm live every night.
Frank, I'll have to add that on. I'll have to add it on.
Every night.
I'll let you go now because I know that, you know, I'm holding you here with the chain and locking.
No, we didn't complete. That wasn't 11 minutes. We definitely rounded out the whole hour.
56 minutes, 37. 38.
Oh, okay. 39. Yeah, well, yeah. You put the intro music on in the tail end and the front and it's all over.
Yeah, we're good.
We did it.
What is it? God give me the strength.
God bear me the strength.
God please give me the strength. Okay. You know, my son's last baseball game is tonight. I'm going to go after I scream into my microphone a little bit more on YouTube and watch my son's game and smile. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I don't have any baseball to coach today, so. But
right.
I got to hit some great, great, great balls on Monday. I around halfway through the, I had family and friends come by for Memorial Day, and probably around 3 p.m. And about 5:15 is when I took half of the barbecue up to the park, and I had a couple other buddies of mine meet us up there with their kids. And I just let her, we went on to the field that I coach on, and we had a great, great derby. I got to hit some shots.
That's fun.
Oh, it feels good. I'm both my hamstrings are on fire today just from the twisting. I haven't taken swings like that in a long time. So I got to do it more this summer. It's very, very therapeutic.
Yesterday, it was like almost 100 degrees. We're in the middle of this crazy heat wave here. And the girls were playing softball last night, and it was basically, you know, moms and dads running to refill water bottles and throw them over the dugout fence. Viv left.
That sucks.
Helga left. She got nauseous and gross, and she said she wanted to leave, which is very uncharacteristic of her during a softball game.
Yeah, I don't coach summer league partially because of that. And I did summer league for many years, and I'll tell you, those days that you get a team together for a practice or a game and the sun is inescapable and it's in excess of 95 degrees with high humidity, it is just, you want to just die. And you praise the parents who show up with the big jug of water for the whole team or like slices of orange and stuff. Like, thank you. Thank you so much.
The orange slices, I remember them.
Thank you. I love it.
You guys have been listening to the Dark to Light podcast with...
Never Gonna End Val. I should have changed it toward the end to something more hopeful. It was just a bat. It was just a mucky muck tar pit of a day. But we're going to be fine.
We are going to be fine. I guarantee you there's something coming. Otherwise, it wouldn't be like this.
Yeah. Remember, it's all going to be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
Hey, that's a good one. And beans, you guys can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iTunes explicitly, and RadioInfluence.com. We will see you on Friday.
Later.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
There was an unbelievable documentary that was done where they were talking about the Egyptians and the fact that these Egyptians were working so hard to build the pyramids. And they started to find after digging and digging and, you know, archaeological digs and excavating and whatnot, they started to find these massive plots of land that were dedicated to farming so that they could create and generate enough food to treat the workers really well, to make sure that they were fed, to make sure that their wellness was there, that the well-being. Because look, if I'm building a pyramid and I feel like shit that day and I'm hungover and I've got a bad back and my feet are swollen because I worked at double the day before and I did a clopin the day before that and all the other shit, I'm not going to be a really good pyramid builder, okay? And they were saying that the Egyptians really kind of set the standard for the way that those employees, quote unquote employees, even though they were slaves, but in reality, they weren't really slaves. They were working for the benefit of the Pharaoh, which was that belief that they had of giving that their time and their energy to the Pharaoh, that the women and children were back at the homes. They were the ones preparing the meals for everybody. They were taking care of those people. Look, to build this one of the, you know, some of the seven wonders of the world, You gotta treat people really well. To put a great burger out, we should treat people really well.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.